Well, an old friend of ours and of Michigan, and I just saw a picture of Tudor Dixon on, and I felt bad for what I think is her daughter in the background. Her daughter either had a little irritation or a little something, but she's like rubbing her eye the whole time we're looking at her mom speaking last night. And it was, you couldn't help but watch that the little girl had a little distress, something with the eye. I don't know what it was. I hope she's okay. Anyway, I just saw it again, and that reminded me of how uncomfortable I felt for her last night. Meanwhile, an old friend of the entire great state of Michigan is in town with his wife, and we grabbed a hold of him while we could. He being former governor of the great state of Michigan, the great John Engler. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Paul W.
What brings you to our area?
Well, it's August in Michigan. What a better place to be in the country. I don't know of it, so here we are. well. Just to see some friends and, you know, kind of check in on family and have a good time.
Well, good for you. Nice to have you and Michelle here, and nice to have your learned take on the election last night. I know you have a thought or two.
Well, you know, it's 32 years ago that, you know, yesterday, I guess that I won a primary for a gubernatorial race for the first time. So
that
it's amazing that's that long ago. But
wow,
that's the number.
And, I can't believe it's 32 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, and so yeah, it really has been quite a long time. I said I've enjoyed watching, and it is interesting. You mentioned Tudor Dixon. I've been very impressed to see her really come from, you know, nowhere, a brand new candidate, and to have an impressive win yesterday. And I think she's going to be a very good candidate. She's a very quick study, very smart woman, and I've been very impressed with her. She's put together a good campaign.
It 32 years ago, you had some experience in politics. Did it concern you at all that none of the people that were running or that were left running in this primary on the Republican side have had any experience whatsoever? Did that concern you, or are you happy to see a clean sweep and a new opportunity for the Republicans?
Well, I think that's sort of where we are in the country, is that, you know, we had 10 candidates initially, and nobody's been elected. I think one person maybe had been elected to a county commissioner seat once. You know, so nobody had held elective office, and it does concern me, but term limits have brought this upon us. I'm excited that one of the things that's going to be improved in November, I believe, the overwhelming support for financial disclosure and restructuring the term limits is going to pass, so that'll help, because we're just not getting, you know, we don't have the ability to develop the bench strength, if you will. But the public is also kind of interested in new people, so new ideas, and it is different now. And I think in this era of social media and, you know, a desire for change, a lot of first-time candidates are coming forward who've never been in office, and reminds me a little bit of the influence of the Tea Party some years ago, and we had that happen after Watergate years and years ago. So this has happened in other cycles. It's just different. And I think in somebody like Tudor, you know, part of it is the team they put together and how she fills out her ticket. And frankly, she's got a good set of issues to run on. So this is going to be a very interesting and very competitive, highly watched race around the nation.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And are you of the school of thought that this might unite what has been kind of a splintered Republican Party? It's been the party, the old standard part of the party, like the DeVos family, and then the newest part of the family with the people who are following former President Donald Trump, bringing the DeVoses and the Trumps, in a sense, Trumps, together was a pretty big deal.
It was, and that was a neat accomplishment on her part to be able to sort of bridge a lot of different divides. And you saw yesterday there was a you know, kind of some of the commentary from some of the candidates who weren't successful about this need to unify. So I do think there's an ability on her part, on Tudor Dixon's part, to bring everybody together. And that's going to be very, obviously, helpful to her. I think probably a disappointment to Governor Whitmer and her team that she's going to be facing somebody that has that ability. I think others maybe would have been less successful at doing that. But the thing about Tudor Dixon, the personality, I mean, people like her when they meet her. They're impressed. I've talked to numerous people who didn't know her because a lot of people don't know Tudor Dixon. But as they get to know her, now with the focus on her versus the incumbent, she's going to be well-known quickly. Now, there'll be probably sometime tomorrow, the Democratic Governors Association will be there with all the negative ads, and they'll tell you how horrible she is. But the reality is she's going to get a chance to tell her story, and people can judge for themselves, and I think they're going to be impressed.
Well, I'll tell you, she's going to get a chance to tell her story unfiltered, unedited, right here at 7:49 this morning. We're not going to go deeply into everything. Good. And we're not going to go deeply into everything that is very important. We're just going to congratulate her, welcome her, and over the weeks and months ahead, we'll get deeply into what she believes and what's important to her. If John Engler were to ask her a question, assuming you haven't already asked her, what question should I ask on your behalf today?
Well, the thing that has impressed me is that she's been willing to ask lots of us questions. She's a very inquisitive person and very, as I said, a very quick study. So she is traveling this state. She's working with a lot of the local legislative candidates, which I think is a very good sign, because I thought we were able to do that pretty successfully for quite a number of years. And I think being a unifier, and I think the question would be, how can you help bring everybody together? Because for too long, I think, you know, the COVID period was a very difficult one. A lot of people got hurt and suffered as a result of that. And there's some pretty deep divisions that are out there. The way schools functioned created other divisions. So, you know, what is it about her that allows her to be the person that unifies the state? And I think it's the strength of her personality. It's her intellect. And I think it's just asking her about that ability to unify people, because that's really how we move forward, is we've got to be able to work together. And I think we can point to a lot of examples where the party labels, you know, whether it was working with Ed McNamara at times or Dennis Archer or with, you know, Democrats in the legislature, we were able to get things done because we worked across party lines. That isn't to suggest there aren't differences among parties. And as you pointed out, within parties, but for the state to move forward, and we've dropped in education rankings. We're not as competitive in terms of job retention or job attraction. I heard the governor in Texas posting just 2 days ago, something like 60 corporations have moved into Texas in just the last 4 years, I guess.
Yeah, big time.
We aren't seeing that here.
No. And we need to. What a pleasure. What a nice surprise. A former great governor of the great state of Michigan, former Governor John Engler. Hard to believe just a day or so ago, 32 years from when you won your primary. That's really unbelievable that long ago.
It really is. It kind of blows my mind. So, yeah. But you know what? Back then, Paul W. Smith was holding forth, you know, letting the light shine, and he's still at it. So WJR is still there, and we do have somebody still covering politics and government, and thank you for that.
Thank you for everything you've done and you continue to do. Best to Michelle as well, John.
Thank you, Paul W., and to Kim as well. Thank you.
All right. Our great former governor. You know, you think of the good old days. Those were the good old days in a lot of ways, weren't they? It is 6:45 at News Talk 760 WJR.